May the triune God, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit bless us this morning. Let us pray. Our Christ, our Lord, believe in you is way and the journey. And when we walk on that, we see new views. We thank you for this, that during this way, we learn to know you better and better. Thanks for the secret that will prevail until we one day see you in heaven. We cannot know what all things you have prepared for us on our journey. Keep us on that way and bring us to the heaven destination. May the glory be you always, eternally. Amen. In the Gospel according to St. John, in the 14th chapter, there are the words of Jesus for us this morning. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you into myself, that where I am, there ye may also be. And whither I go, ye know, and the way ye know. Thomas said unto him, Lord, we know not where thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. If ye had known me, ye should have known my Father also. And from henceforth ye know him and have seen him. Amen. What is the way or road? Certainly all of us can define what is the way. It is a path through which we can travel from place A to the place B. And certainly many of you here, you have come here through the ways. And most likely from your home. Also at these services here are lots of kids and young people. You go to school, and again in fall the school starts. And that way to your school, it's called school way or road to school. I have a godchild called Nilas. I asked from him yesterday, what do we have to take into account on the way towards school, that it is safe to go? So he answered that one needs to have a helmet and one needs to be careful about the wolves. Probably everybody from Sievi knows what is this about. Then we continued our discussions and then we summarized that we need to take care of the cars, we need to go on the way, side by the road, not on the way. And then when we across the way, we need to be careful, we need to use the right places. And those safe places and the roads are very important for us in our life, that we can travel from a place to another. Without those, it would be impossible to go. That is probably the reason why there has been always in this world these roads. If one travels all the time the same way, then necessarily there becomes a path or a road And most likely those first roads in this world, Earth, has been those paths. Nowadays we have those roads where the surface is asphalt and or stone. Already 1100 years before Christ, there was a nation called Assyria. And it was said about that nation that they constructed great roads. And the reason why they built those roads was that they had an army. And the army had to be able to travel inside the country quickly from place to another. That was the reason why the roads were constructed in Assyria. To many of us, many of you, the ancient Rome, you have heard about it. And it's been told about it, that they had great network of roads. It was, from the history I've learned, that there was more than 80,000 kilometers of roads in ancient Rome. And it's been told that those roads, they connected three different continents. And the typical way to construct road in ancient Rome was that there was 1.5 meters deep, so and the wide was 4 to 11 meters, so very remarkable roads. So the history shows to us that the roads and the ways have had a very important duty here on Earth. It has made it possible for people to travel from place to another, as well as made it possible for us to come here at Opista Services. I'm quite sure that many of you know well from history about the Silk Road. That was the road from China to the Syria, Antioch, and all the way through Europe. A road that was used to bring gold, silk, and ivory. And that Silk Road, it made it possible to trade. It made it possible for a cultural exchange and also the knowledge sharing here on Earth. And certainly the reason why the Bible talks about the way, it's that the people at the Bible time, they traveled much. And the Old Testament talks about the nation of Israel, and that nation of Israel really traveled a lot, or walked a lot, years and years and lengthy journeys. At the New Covenant, New Testament talks about walking and traveling. Many of you, I'm sure, remembers the story of or that part where the disciples walked to Emmaus. That was one example. And if you take a look at many songs of Zion and hymns, you realize that they also talk about the way. Often when you sing, not in every song, but in many of those, they mention the way. Lord Jesus, when you walk, or the way goes in the wilderness, angels takes care of you. And Christ, have mercy on me, because the way is so narrow. And so he is now listing 5 different songs where the way is present. So in all of those songs, it talks about traveling on the way. And also the Bible, as I mentioned, the way is very, very popular or much used word. The Old Testament, that word way, it's mentioned more than 700 times. And in the New Testament, it's mentioned 101 times. Also in our text, it talks about it. So therefore, the ways, the roads have had very important significance, meaning in the Bible. And also Jesus, when he mentions the narrow gate in the 7th chapter of Matthew, go through the narrow gate, go in. Many go through the wide gate and wide way, but it goes to the condemnation. Or how narrow is the way and the gate that goes to the eternal life, but only few shall find it. So the narrow will be the way that goes to the eternal life, but only few will find it. Now I'm sure many of you realize this in our text today, that the way was mentioned 3 times. Now here is the situation in our text that the disciples and Jesus are discussing. But actually only Thomas is part of that discussion, really. Jesus says that I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may also be. And where I go, you know the way. And then Thomas, it seems that he doesn't realize what is this talking about. So he doesn't understand it. And for that reason he asks, he says, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? And here Jesus answers the very familiar words of the Bible. I am the way, the truth, and the life. So, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Why is Jesus calling himself the way? Certainly for this reason, that he has traveled the way to Golgotha or the cross. And on the middle cross of Golgotha, he has redeemed our sins. And he has atoned our sins and he has redeemed our sins. And for that reason, the way towards God goes through Christ. So the way to heaven goes so that one needs to find Christ. So Jesus is our way towards heaven, to heaven. And if you think about the own way of Jesus, his own way, many times it has been mentioned as the way of cross. And one of the songs also mentions the way of cross. Jesus had to really see a burden, and he had lots of suffering and grief. He had to face the violence, all type of violence towards him, mentally and spiritually and physically. For that reason, we can say that the way of cross for Jesus was the way of deeds. So he had to really, really suffer and do a lot on his way of cross. And for that reason, that was the way of deeds, works. How about then the way of a child of God? Our way is not the way of deeds, but it is the way of grace. And this means that everything has been prepared ready for us. All is offered as a gift. I know that way of child of God one can join to that way, also from the way where there has been lots of challenges and accidents, falses. And one can be strong on that way, in that way that the power of God is strong in weak ones. And one can get partaker of that way only by believing in Christ and the gospel of forgiveness of sin for the sake of Christ. This is the way of faith. And oftentimes when I am uniting couples into marriage, many times it's mentioned this way. I have found one song in the internet, I don't know who has written it, but one of the duties of one's life is to come across or come towards the other one, so to come in the middle way, so approach each others, not so that one needs to travel too, but both meet at the middle way. So for example, here, if I would the middle way from here to Sievi would be, or Eskola would be, to meet somewhere in Sievi. So certainly there has been more important significance also with this parable or this song or whatever that I said. But mainly it means that we should understand one another. Many times this coming towards one another, approaching each other in the middle way, making compromises, but also especially to use forgiveness of sins. And it is so important in one's life to learn to forgive and to ask for forgiveness. And it's the foundation, very good foundation for one's life. And when we think about the way of faith, it is traveling under the gospel and walking through the grace. And if we continue with this theme of way, so we can realize that Jesus has come all the way to us. He has traveled the entire faith, entire way. And if Jesus has come into our heart to dwell there, so then Jesus in our heart, he exhorts us to go to the middle way towards the others, which means that we would show love towards our neighbors. And maybe this love to one another and loving neighbor is some kind of cliché or phrase which has been mentioned in every single place. And of course, every people can undersign this. So for sure, everybody admits that one needs to love his neighbor. But in practice, in real life, it can be very hard. It is so that it is not easy to love our neighbors. But it seems so that if we are very truthful, if we really think about ourselves, then we realize that we don't love our neighbors as we love ourselves, because our selections in our life may show it. Also, as believers, we may talk bad words about our neighbor. We may be crude towards the other one, even though the example of Jesus has been opposite. And it is quite dangerous if among Christians there are such behaviors that one, for example, cannot confess his own weaknesses. It's very important that also at these services, none of us are acceptable to God based on his own life or deeds. But only through that, that God has forgiven us everything. He has been merciful for us. And may the good God forgive us and to give us this type of forgiving mind towards our neighbors. We have received, as believers, we have received kind of a map on our way. We don't have to travel here based on how we feel. But the Bible has been given to us. And in the Bible, God talks about the language of mankind. And the Bible tells what God is saying about the matters. What is his opinion? And for that reason, it's good to read the Bible. And I would encourage all of you listeners to take your Bible and read it. God talks to us through that. Now that we are celebrating the 500 years after Reformation, so one of the main principles of Reformation was to look at the Bible. And when we are looking at our life as individuals or as the Zion, we would always reflect that through the Bible. We would explore what God says in his holy word. And the Bible is truth. And quite often, also our life is pictured as the way. Many times it's mentioned the way of life. But we all are on that journey, that road. Certainly the way of life is different among each others. We have had different phases. We have different history. We have also in front of us, there are such matters that are unknown to us. Our backgrounds, our families, our homes are different. The way of life can be also hard. There can be very hard phases in our life. There can be difficult relations among close ones. Can be sickness, can be loneliness, can be different type of grief. And this is part of the way of life. And one may have had mainly the way of life that's going like it towards, so with the tailwind, so easy to go. But on that way of faith and belief, it is living by grace. And also now, dear listeners, you can be comforted, be of good cheer. You can believe in this gospel that everything has been forgiven. And the way towards God is open. And the gospel says to such one who has reached the dead end, he can still believe all his sins forgiven. It's God's will that you reach the heaven destination. And that way to heaven goes through Christ. And this way of heaven is such a way where God gives and it's man who receives. And even now, this very moment, no matter what is your circumstances in your life, whatever has happened, you can securely look at the resurrected Christ. In him we have the salvation. In Jesus' name and blood, you can believe all your sins forgiven. You can remain in believing in Jesus' name and blood. Jesus' name and blood. All your sins are forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. You can receive your sins forgiven through the gospel of God's kingdom. Can I also believe. Jeesuksen nimessä saadaan kaikki synnit anteeksi. I wish to believe. So we remain to believe in Christ and together to live and to believe together with the congregation of God. In Jesus' name, Amen.